It's not just Fall Fair Week, it's also Pride Week in Tanchamar. And this past Sunday, the Sackville United Church hosted an event to celebrate its anniversary as an affirming ministry. That is one that proactively includes and affirms 2SLGBTQ+ people. But when Minister Lloyd Bruce posted about the event online, he noticed a lot of negative and sometimes hate-filled comments. We called up Bruce to get the story.
So on Wednesday of last week, a group of us gathered to decorate the sanctuary for the Pride celebration on Sunday, which we have hosted every year. And we kind of do that together in recognition of the anniversary of Sackville United Church becoming an affirming ministry of the United Church of Canada. So as we finished the decorating, we had a brainstorm. Well, let's make a little video. And so we made a little video welcoming people, celebrating Pride. There was all kinds of affirming posters in the video. And then on Thursday morning, I edited the video and posted it to Facebook. And then later that day, I created an ad. And by Thursday evening, Friday, and into Saturday, we started receiving some very hateful comments on the video, disparaging comments towards LGBTQ2 spirit plus persons, comments that disparaged our support of the LGBTQ community. And so Jenny, the office administrator, and I spent the better part of Friday and Saturday deleting those comments. And eventually I just came to the point of making a comment on the video and said point blank that any and all negative comments will be deleted because I'm just not entertaining that kind of foolishness. It's hurtful to us, and even more so it's hurtful to the LGBTQ community. And so that's where we're at now. And you know, some of you may be aware that there's an upcoming protest that's happening in Moncton, and I suspect maybe even in Sackville tomorrow, Million March for Children, which are really just organizations that are basically a disguise for anti-LGBTQ two-spirit hatred. And so some of us will gather with others tomorrow morning to try and be supportive to the LGBT community and to stand in quiet, gentle witness to our belief that there's no space for hate in this world.
There you go. I want to ask you about the protest. I just want to ask one quick follow-up there. Have you folks ever had any concerted negative reaction to things you've posted in the past on Facebook?
No, this is a relatively new phenomenon. And it's my opinion, my fear only, I guess, is that some of the conservative, hateful voices have been given license by some of the political forces that are at work. That's my fear.
Mm-hmm. And you're referring to sort of the movement on Policy 713 and the changes to it and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that some of this has kind of made its way from even south of the border where hate has been given permission to fester. And fester and grow, and people feel that it's okay to say such hurtful, negative, painful things. And
And so you're going to be in Moncton Wednesday. Tell us where you're going to be.
So what we understand at this point is that this Million March for Children is gathering in front of Centennial Park about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And so it's our plan, together with some of the organizers of River of Pride and other affirming ministries in the Moncton area, to gather and, if you will, be a counter presence to the rhetoric of hate and disparaging comments.
That's Sackville United Church Minister Lloyd Bruce. The 1 Million March for Children is billed as a protest over sexual orientation and gender identity curriculum in schools. In New Brunswick, it includes elements of a so-called parents' rights movement in support of the Higgs government changes to an education department policy designed to protect LGBTQ+ kids in schools. Policy 713 was recently amended by the province to require teachers to get parental consent before they can use a child's preferred name or pronoun. The Anglophone East School District has passed a motion reaffirming the original provisions of Policy 713, which do not require parental consent. And so far, the Canadian Civil Liberties Association has filed motions in the Court of King's Bench asking to have the government's recent changes quashed. Premier Blaine Higgs told reporters that he would consider using the notwithstanding clause to shield the province from a Charter of Rights challenge. In response, the CCLA says the threat of using the notwithstanding clause is an admission that the New Brunswick government knows its actions are unconstitutional.